Alaska's coronavirus case is among the lowest in the country. Doctors groups there say one reason is that the state was quick to adopt strict social distancing measures. They also credit clear messaging by the state's chief medical officer. Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media reports that Dr. Anne Zink is helping residents navigate the pandemic by appearing at news conferences from her yurt.
Almost every time Alaska's Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy holds a nightly news conference, he steps aside for a while.
So with that, I'm going to turn over to Dr. Zink.
Yes, good afternoon, Alaska. Thanks, Governor.
Zink is broadcasting from her wood stove heated yurt in the farming town of Palmer, 40 miles north of Anchorage. It's where she settled years ago with her husband, who was a mountain climbing guide.
So we kind of went back and forth, and ultimately Palmer was kind of as urban as he could live and as rural as I could work. So I thought we'd come for 2 or 3 years, and that was over 11 years ago now.
Zink is an emergency room doctor who, up through the start of the pandemic, was still pulling weekly shifts at the hospital near her home. In the past 2 months, she's become one of the most visible figures in the state's pandemic response. She says work starts as early as 4 a.m. and entails countless daily meetings.
20, 30. I mean, sometimes I'll be like four booked and I'll be like trying to do one on the computer and one on each phone, and I'm texting answers to something else. I mean, I now have 3 computers and 3 phones.
Zink has been on the job for less than a year after finishing a sabbatical with her husband and 2 daughters that took them to places like Croatia and Bhutan. And her family history lends itself to understanding the nature of infectious disease. Her late grandfather, Al Bartlett, was a renowned physics professor at the University of Colorado Boulder, who also happened to be an authority on exponential growth. Here's a recording from one of his lectures.
What I hope to do is, I hope to be able to convince you that the greatest shortcoming of the human race is our inability to understand the exponential function.
So far, Alaska has avoided exponential growth of COVID-19. The state has obvious advantages that make it more feasible to contain the virus's spread. It's thinly populated and easier to control people coming in and out. But Zink has earned special praise and a Facebook fan club for her ability to connect with Alaskans and convince them to follow public health guidelines.
I am a huge fan of Dr. Zink.
That's U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, whose family decorated a Dr. Zink Easter egg this year. Murkowski says Zink projects calm, compassion, and a kind of political neutrality.
And as I have watched her throughout this pandemic, I thought she is exactly the person that we need in this position.
I'm a nonfiction guy, right? You get to me by using data.
Governor Mike Dunleavy says he appreciates how Zink sticks to the data instead of lobbying or arguing.
And she's not using data to get to me. She's just, well, you know, there's several models out there. And here's what some of the models say.
As Zink has become a public figure during the pandemic, she says she's kept her grandfather in mind.
I have always, but particularly in this world, I've really trained to understand exponential growth and trying to keep our state from getting into a place of exponential growth. I think about him all the time.
She says a combination of that family legacy and her personal history as an emergency room doctor have helped her navigate this public health crisis. For NPR News, I'm Nat Herz in Anchorage.